Well, on Budget Day, of course, we don't get into the micro aspect of increases, but I made a case to the Minister for the Gaeltacht, the Minister for Finance, Natisha, prior to the budget, on behalf of Oudhuis na Gaeltacht, they've got a slight increase of 1.6 million, which isn't sufficient. They would have required 2 million for the current budget and about 5 for the capital budget. And this would allow them to continue the good work which they are doing in attracting industry into the Gaeltacht areas. Of course, the government concentrate on areas outside the Gaeltacht through the IDA and Enterprise Ireland, and I have no difficulty with that, of course, but the Oudhuis can ensure that they have a great return on their investment. They're able to attract industry and services into the most peripheral and rural parts of the country, but the Minister and the government don't recognise this.
Now, while you have described this increase as a welcome first step, I suppose when you do compare the staffing levels and the funding that they received over a decade ago, there is a drastic difference there.
Well, of course, the core current and capital budgets were 39.4 million in 2009. And in 2020, the funding will be only 20 million. That's a drastic reduction when one takes into consideration in inflation. And of course, the staffing level of Oudhuis is also cut from a staff of 156 in 2008 to 88 presently. Of course, they're expected to do more for less, and that's an indication of the government's interest in the rural areas of the country, and I'm certainly not happy with that.